May one use a thermos on Shabbos? This question means, may one take boiling water from the Shabbos urn, the electric urn, or the kettle, pour it into a thermos for the sake of conserving the heat, insulating the water in the thermos for a long period of time. So we know on Shabbos there exists an insulating prohibition called hatmana, and the question is, does this form of insulation entering liquid, hot liquid, into the thermos, does that act transgress the prohibition against hatmana? So, as is recorded in chapter 257, Halacha Tu in the Alter Rebbe, based on the Mechaber Masechta Shabbos 51a, the sages prohibited, made a decree against insulating foods on Shabbos, even with insulation that does not add heat. However, they made an important qualification towards this prohibition, and that is that the prohibition applies only so long as the hot food or liquid remains in the original vessel that it was cooked in, meaning a kli rishon. If, however, the food or liquid was transferred into a second vessel, then there's no longer a prohibition against insulating the second vessel on Shabbos, if the insulation does not add heat. So rules the Alter Rebbe in 257 Halacha 9 and the Mechaber in 257 Halacha 5. Based on this, it's understood that it is permitted to use a thermos on Shabbos, pour hot water into it for the sake of conserving the heat of the liquid, as by the time you pour the liquid into the thermos, the liquid's already in a kli sheni, and there's no prohibition to insulate a kli sheni. Now, even though one can argue that a thermos is a little different than a regular kli sheni, as a thermos is meant to conserve the heat, it's meant to not cool off the food, while a regular kli sheni does cool it off, nonetheless, the clear ruling of the Paiskim is that even if the kli sheni does not cool off the food, it is now permitted to insulate the kli sheni. So rules the Alter Rebbe in Kuntres Achron 257.1, so records the Prima Gadim, Keren LeDavid, Zekan Aaron, Darkei Chaim V'Shalom, B'Tzei Sashulchan, the Chelkas Yankiv, Or LeTzion, the Igros Meisha, B'Tzei LaChochma, the Ber Meisha, the Mincha Shleim, Tzitzel Eliezer, the Chazanish, and other Achrei Dereinu and Paiske Dereinu, that based on all this, it is permitted to use a thermos on Shabbos. There is also an additional reason, aside from what we just explained, that it should be permitted to use a thermos on Shabbos, and that is because you're not insulating the thermos. The thermos is a vessel like any other vessel. The same way I'm allowed to pour hot soup into a pot and cover the pot to keep it hot, or place the cover back onto a kli rishon in order to keep the pot hot, and it's not considered insulation, as insulation is only when you take an external material and surround it around the pot. So to here, all I'm doing is I'm placing the water in a pot that's called a thermos. I'm not taking another item and surrounding the thermos with it. So in addition to the previous reason, we have another reason why it's mutter. Nonetheless, although this is the consensus of the vast majority of Paiskim, and this is clearly the ruling of the Alter Rebbe, there are some Paiskim who are stringent and rule that the kli sheni heter only works if the kli sheni is meant to cool off the food. Otherwise, there's no heter to insulate, even in a kli sheni. So is the Levushei Mordechai, Tzofnas Paneach, Melamed Lahoil, and Shevet Alevi. And accordingly, they are stringent regarding using a thermos on Shabbos. Although even according to them, one can avoid the issue simply by not filling it with water till the top, or through first pouring the water into a kli sheni and then placing it into the thermos. Nonetheless, again, this is a minority approach, clearly according to the Alter Rebbe, and according to the vast majority of all the paiskim that we listed, it is 100% permitted to use a thermos on Shabbos without any worry at all. Based on all this, it's also understood that it is permitted to enter hot water into a stomach pad on Shabbos and use it. It is not under the issur of insulation. As we already said before, it's a kli sheni. There's no prohibition of insulating a kli sheni. And there is also no prohibition of medicine involved in using it and placing it on the body to soothe the stomach ache and the like, as is evident from the Alter Rebbe in 326 Halacha 5, as explains the Mishnah Berurah in 326 Halacha 6. This is unlike the understanding of other Paiskim that do prohibit it due to it being considered medication.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.